Okay. Well, our theme for the sermon today comes to us from the gospel reading, and it's about recognizing Jesus where and when he reveals himself to us. Now, in the gospel reading, Jesus reveals himself to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. The disciples have been out fishing all night, but the sun is coming up and the disciples have still caught nothing. As they near the shore, Jesus calls out to them, "Do you have any fish?" But as we read, they can't exactly make out who this is calling to them. Maybe their vision is obscured by a lack of daylight. Maybe it's foggy. The text doesn't really spell out exactly why the disciples do not recognize Jesus. But we know that soon enough, Jesus is going to reveal his identity through an awesome miracle. Well, for most of us, as we age, we start to lose strength in our vision or our hearing, which can certainly make it hard for us to recognize people at a distance until they come close enough or speak up loud enough that we can make out who they are. My grandma, she was starting to lose some of her hearing years ago. We'd go visit her, and each time we showed up at her house, the volume on her TV was up a little bit louder and a little bit louder every time we would visit. And so we would lovingly suggest to her, "Perhaps, Grandma, you should look at getting a hearing test." "No, no, my hearing's fine," she would say. After a few more years, she was noticeably beginning to miss out on family conversations because she simply couldn't hear well enough to understand what was going on. Her neighbors on the other side of her apartment started to complain that the TV was blaring way too loud. She would be upset at the pastor because he was speaking too quietly from the pulpit. She kept insisting that the ringer on the phone was broken when we would ask her why she wouldn't answer our calls. Well, thankfully, in these modern times, there are solutions to help. As our eyes weaken, we can go to the optometrist and get glasses. When our hearing starts to dampen, we have options. I mean, we might want to leave our hearing the way it is, as maybe see it as a blessing. Say to myself, "Finally, I don't have to listen to my neighbor's TV blaring all afternoon." Or, if we actually wish to hear, we can find all types of hearing devices. But even a few decades ago, these devices would seem like a miracle. Machines that we could use to give sight to those who would otherwise be considered blind, and hearing to those who were deaf. Well, the disciples didn't have the luxury of owning glasses or hearing aids. But was that the reason they had difficulty in recognizing Jesus? If we read about some of Jesus' other post-resurrection encounters with the disciples, it doesn't appear that their vision or hearing were the impediments keeping them from recognizing him. For example, in Luke, the disciples don't recognize Jesus on the road to Emmaus. They have a long conversation with him, and as they walk right beside Jesus, but for some reason, his identity isn't perfectly apparent to them right away. And again in Luke, when Jesus appears to his disciples in the locked room, they are terrified, thinking that he is some sort of a spirit. They obviously don't recognize him, at least not right away. Whatever the reason is that the disciples cannot recognize the risen Jesus, it is clear that Jesus is the one who reveals himself to them. On the road to Emmaus, Luke tells us that Jesus opens their eyes. In the locked room, Jesus shows them the marks in his hands, revealing to them that he is the resurrected Christ. In our reading today, Jesus reveals himself to the disciples when he causes their fishing net to be full to capacity, full of large fish, which we may also recognize as a replication of a previous miracle that Jesus had performed. Well, as the disciples try to pull in the heavy net, John realizes it is the Lord. And Peter, so full of excitement, he jumps into the sea, leaving behind the boat, the fish, and his companions so that he can go and be with Jesus. And how spectacular it must have been to sit right beside our loving Lord, to share a meal with him, and to hear his own voice. Wouldn't you love to be in the presence of Christ, just like the disciples? Well, sometimes, especially when I'm struggling in life or in faith, it feels to me like Jesus is far away. When life throws all the nastiness of this fallen creation, we naturally question God. We wonder, where is God in the midst of our pain? Where is Jesus when I feel so alone? Sometimes in our desperation to find a Savior, we begin looking for hope and comfort in all the wrong places. When we feel alone or abandoned by God, we may start to feel empty, like there's a hole, a giant hole in our soul that needs to be filled with something. Maybe it's a substance or a chemical. Maybe it's a false hope that promises to connect you to some cosmic life force or a false spirituality. There are so many paths that can lead us away from God. But there are no paths that lead to God except through Jesus Christ. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through me." There may be times when your pastor or an elder or your friend will find the courage to lovingly point out that there is maybe something that's a little off in your life, something not according to God's word. Maybe sin that has slowly crept in to the point that maybe you don't even realize it, or perhaps unwilling to acknowledge it. Maybe the guilt of a particular hidden sin is like a pack full of rocks on your back that's weighing down your faith. Well, you don't have to carry that burden anymore. Jesus is with you now, and he takes that burden off of your shoulders today, because he died on the cross for you, so that it and the sin is with you no more. You are restored to God the Father through faith in Jesus, which he has revealed to you. Just like trying on a new pair of glasses or getting a hearing aid, when you confess your sin and receive the assurance of God's forgiveness, it can feel like your eyes are blown wide open, or your ears are now tuned to hear God speaking to you through his word. When you are feeling alone on those days when you struggle with faith, wondering where is Jesus in all this, know that he is with you now. He's not out there somewhere. He is here. He's not waiting for you to say the right thing, to pray the right prayer, or promise that you will do this thing or that thing for him. Jesus is with you always, because he's not found out there. He is right beside you now and every day. He is with you in your sorrow, in your struggles. He is with you in your joy and celebrations. When God gives us faith, he promises to be with us forever until the end of the age. And you are a part of God's family. We are a family. We are united together in the blood of Jesus Christ. As a family, Jesus calls us to love each other, to share each other's burdens, each other's joys. Jesus speaks to us by putting his loving words in the mouths of each other, that we may speak his words to each other. Faith comes to us by hearing, after all. Hearing the word of God, spoken in love and kindness. So often in our busyness of life, we get distracted. our focus on God becomes a bit hazy. Yet Jesus comes to us even in the midst of our distractions. Peter and John and the other disciples, they were simply out fishing when Jesus revealed himself to them. They weren't looking for him on shore, but he came to them in the midst of their daily lives. And God comes to you, even when you're not looking for him. On the days when you're going about your busy lives, the times when we allow ourselves to be distracted, God continues to call. He calls us through his word, calling us back to rest in his presence as he reveals himself to us through his means of grace. God's written word and preached word through baptism and communion, these are the miracle tools that God uses to give us faith, to give us sight to those who are spiritually blind. And today, we got to be witnesses of God's powerful word at work through the lips of God's people. Sabrina has heard the voice of Jesus calling to her to have faith in Jesus. And God gave her the desire to be baptized. Through the water and the word, Sabrina has become a child of God, our ever-living Lord, our own sister in Christ. May we pray that God will continue to work in Sabrina, that the Holy Spirit will guide her and others to Jesus. May we show her love and kindness as we welcome her as a brand new member to our family in God. May we show love of God to all of our brothers, sisters in Christ, especially those who are new to the faith. And finally, may God give us the courage and the zeal to share the word of God with everyone around us, so that Christ may be seen in us as a revelation of his love, his trust, and his hope of forgiveness to eternal life that we may share with him in heaven, a day when we will all see Jesus clearly, when we will hear his words perfectly in our renewed ears, that we will live in his presence forever. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all of our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds, keep our faith firm in him and his baptismal promises to us. Amen.